MOSEJAWTODAY.com. City Hall has decided the new solid waste management facility, or landfill, will be north of the community, with the new venue expected to serve the area for nearly a century. The proposed site is on private land in the rural municipality of Moose Jaw, and the city has negotiated an agreement with a landowner to purchase three areas, NW1/20TWP17RGE26W2M, SW1/20TWP17RGE26W2M, and portions of NA1/20TWP17RGE26W2M, totaling 156.09 hectares, 390.23 acres. This land is 1.6 kilometers north and west of Highway 1 and Highway 2, respectively. It's unknown how much the purchase is, but city administration budgeted $5.94 million this year in the solid waste utility budget for projects, including funding the property purchase, a council report said. Meanwhile, the utility's five-year capital budget is expected to have $24,774,400, most of which will support the new landfill development. The current landfill is almost 100 years old and expected to last roughly 4 years. The RM has zoned that land as a R agricultural resource district, where solid waste venues are considered discretionary use. Therefore, City Hall is preparing to submit a discretionary use application for the RM Council to consider and approve, the report continued. Before submitting the application, City Hall will hold public consultations with neighboring landowners within 1.6 kilometers of the proposed site to obtain their perspectives on the design and location. This consultation should give City Hall the opportunity to consider and address any concerns. City administration expects to submit the development permit application to the RM in January and, after that, will host a wider public open house, the report said. The document noted that the engineering department contracted GHD and Associated Engineering to prepare a conceptual design and site for the future landfill. The contractors then provided the department with a short list of sites based on several criteria. Accessibility. A minimum of 320 acres, 2 1/4 sections. Residential developments, farmsteads, schools and other community venues within or beyond 500 meters. Surface water within 300 meters. Roads, cemeteries, railways and water pipes within 100 meters. Water wells had to be within 450 meters. Transmission lines and pipelines within 30 meters. Avoidance of the 15-wing bird hazard area and within 8 kilometers of the municipal airport bird hazard buffer. Useful soil capability and geology and future land use compatibility, but avoidance of natural and cultural heritage. The area of focus was within a 5-kilometer radius of the city of Moose Jaw, with a subsequent extension to a 9-kilometer radius, the report said. The new site appears to meet most criteria because it has the following characteristics. Primary access is from Township Road 174 via Highway 2. Upgrades will occur to existing roads to accommodate traffic. There is a 100-meter buffer zone from the property line, including vegetation or a berm. Perimeter fencing. A landfill capacity of 75 years. Additional space for future growth. No residences within 700 meters. Lined landfill cells to prevent groundwater contamination and landfill gas migration and to collect leachate. A public drop-off area for household waste and recycling. Concrete and asphalt management. Wood waste management. Composting.